Ayrton Senna once said, "Racing, competing, it's in my blood. It's part of me. It's part of my life. I've been doing it all my life, and it stands out above everything else." And you will see why the likes of Hamilton and Schumacher put Senna at the number one spot of the greatest driver of all time. Welcome to F1 Sportscast. Ayrton Senna da Silva was a Brazilian F1 racing driver who had the most famous career in the whole of F1 history. Senna, in the whole of his career, won 3 Formula One World Championships. He was born on the 21st of March 1960 and died on the 1st of May 1994. And unfortunately, due to his competitive nature, he was killed on track in a tragic accident on the 1994 San Marino Grand Prix at Imola. Senna first learned to drive at the age of 7. He started learning in a Jeep around his wealthy family's farm. With his passion for driving at an early age, he wanted to do it competitively, so he started his racing career at the age of 13 through the use of a go-kart. His first kart was a small 1-horsepower go-kart that was made out of his father's lawnmower engine. Senna was so passionate about car engineering that he built his first go-kart, and after a few races, it was clear. Senna was a natural, and quickly became recognised as a boy with talent, as he came on podium positions on most races with racers far older than himself. In 1984, Senna was offered a chance of a lifetime. He was offered the opportunity to take part in his first F1 championship. Senna tested for many teams, including McLaren and Lotus, but in the end, Senna was racing for Tolman. During the 1984 championships, Senna made his debut in his home country at the Brazilian Grand Prix at Rio de Janeiro. But amazingly, Senna scored his first ever championship point in his second race at the South African Grand Prix. With Senna's clear skills even in his first few races at F1 level, it was clear he was quite a racer, and it wasn't long before he discovered many rivals that he needed to compete with. His most famous rival, however, was once his teammate Alain Prost. The rivalry started during the 1984 Monaco Grand Prix. During this race, Prost was leading for most of the way. Then the weather changed and it started to rain, and this changed the nature of the entire race. This is when the rookie Senna struck and showed his skills behind the wheel and the knowledge of the car he was driving. He went from 8th to 2nd in just one lap, which was astonishing to watch. Then, on the next lap, Senna really pushed Prost to the limit, as he was right behind him through most of the lap. Then, in the second to last corner, Senna managed to skillfully overtake Prost, which put him into first place. From then on, everyone knew if you had a race with both Prost and Senna in it, you knew it was going to be a fierce race. And very quickly, this rivalry turned into a feud, as they were driving in the same team, and they both ignored the team stats and wanted to improve their own driver statistics. So, they raced dangerously, and this rivalry was known as the most deadly rivalry in sporting history. Senna had such a competitive streak to win, he didn't care what happened to him. This was very clearly shown at the final race at the 1990 World Championships, where Senna would win the whole tournament just as long as his rival Alain Prost didn't finish. So, Senna made sure he didn't finish by pulling a deadly and dangerous move that took them both out of the race in the first corner. Here is a recording of that moment in history.
And Senna sprints away, but Alain Prost takes the lead. It's Senna is trying to go through on the inside, but it's a bad! And a collision.
Aí a batida.
Senna has been hit. Alain Prost and Ayrton Senna have come together again, and they are both off the racetrack. This is unbelievable.
A batida dos dois e aí.
A red flag. We haven't seen any yet, so it looks as if the race is going to continue.
That's a very sad way for this year's World Championship.
It's no surprise then to see Senna die on the track in the 1994 San Marino Grand Prix at Imola. This was devastating to see, that a much-loved champion and the best F1 driver in history die at such a young age. It made the news all around the world and left many people grieving the racer's death.
Racing drivers, Ayrton Senna has died after a crash at this afternoon.
Senna's three times a world champion suffered massive head injuries.
Formula 1 Weltmeister Ayrton Senna.
A million people lined the streets of his home city.
The Brazilian government accorded full military honours.
We felt in Brazil, that his home country,
has declared 3 days of mourning.
Not only was he the most loved racer in F1 history, but he was also a man of great character and supported plenty of Brazilian local charities, which cared for children's health and well-being all over Brazil. To conclude this podcast on Ayrton Senna, I will leave you with the most iconic quote that really sums up Senna's true passion for racing and the fact that he cared even more about racing than his own life.
There is a gap. You either commit yourself as a professional racing driver that is designed to win races, or you come second, or you come third, or you come fifth. And I'm not designed to come third, fourth, or fifth. I race to win. And if you no longer go for a gap that exists, you're no longer a racing driver.